congratulate you on this significant day.
Pastor Andy, 各位弟兄姊妹，我们是
I think that Karen, my wife, and I had everyone a little worried. We only arrived just on time for the service this morning. And as long as the Portman Bridge is under construction, I thought it was a good excuse, right? And Pastor Paul told everyone to turn their cell phones on or off, and I did not because I want to use it here in just a moment. Your worship this morning was truly wonderful, and it ministered to my heart. What a delight to be with you in giving praise to God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, that you are like a city set on a hill.
在马来福音里面章耶稣说,
and your light is shining out, giving witness and glory to God.
你们的光就是散出去为耶稣为神去做见证。
And then Jesus said, let your light shine, that your good deeds may give praise to your Father who is in heaven.
让你的光发出去,
now really, that is the celebration of any church, and certainly this church on a day like this.
真是的,
God is so great and so holy,
神是伟大美善,
that it compels us to give witness to His goodness and His grace, and to give praise to Him so that the whole world sees the greatness of God.
祂是这么美好,这么神圣,以致我们有一个力量去将祂的美好去传扬给其他的人。
And that's given evidence as the windows are open here this morning and the community hears you sing.
以致我们的歌声经过,我们打开的窗户是传到出去外面。
And there is evidence of that as you live your lives at work and in your communities and in your places of education and school. And on the very countenance of your faces, smiles, the way you look. And we're giving witness and glory to God. As a conference of churches here in British Columbia,
作为, BC 省的教会,
it's a great joy for me to know that all over the province of British Columbia today, there are people who are giving this witness and glory to God.
我们是作为神的教会,我们是将我们的见证是带到出去,我们是很开心的一样。
But all of us are joining together in a particular way today to celebrate that here in this place, in this part of Vancouver, you, as the people of Burnaby Pacific Grace Mennonite Brethren Church, are giving witness and glory to God.
但是今天这个很特别的,就是因为我们作为本来被中一堂,我们是见证神他的作为。
And so we offer to you our sincere and significant congratulations.
因此我们在这里向你们作出很认真、很知、最高的敬意。
And I and we are praying for you that this witness will continue to go forward.
我们会为你们祷告,以致你们的见证会继续地去传扬出去。
So Pastor Paul, thank you for your good leadership.
牧师,多谢你的好的带领。
You're a godly man.
你是一个很属神的人。
And you've done good work here in the years that you've been here.
你在这里是带做了很多好好的。
And I stand with you, and we stand with you, and we support you, and we pray for you, and we want you to be a good and godly witness here in this place.
我们会继续与你一起 去行这个,
so may you be encouraged and your team as well on this day. God bless you and all of you.
繼續鼓勵你同你嘅同工喺呢個教會度繼續向前行。
Thank you very much, and Joseph.
多謝多謝 Joseph。
Thank you very much, Pastor Steve, for your greetings and your word of encouragement. Yes, we will bear those words, kind words, in our hearts. Thank you.
多謝 Steve Burt 牧師給我們的賀詞和鼓勵，我們都會心記。以下我們有本堂的詩班來到去帶領我們去敬拜歌頌我們的天父上帝。 Now our church choir is going to lead us in worshiping our God in heaven.
Thank you. 而是我们透过祈祷去敬拜神的时候，我们先用中文祈祷，跟着 Pastor Andy 会用英文的祈祷。 Now we will worship God for our prayer. So I will pray in Cantonese first, and then Pastor Andy will pray in English. 来一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray. 上帝天父，我们感谢你在过去二十个寒暑里面，上帝你的恩典，上帝你亲自带领一班的弟兄姊妹按住神你的呼召来到建立本拿比众恩堂，是你自己的厚厚的恩典，亦都是悦纳他们忠心的对你的服侍，以致到教会不断被建立起来。我们感谢你主，但是同样的，我们知道众弟兄姊妹忠心去用一座神你的恩赐一起去建立教会，但我们又知道我们人算不得什么，乃是我们能够懂得依靠你这一位全能的上帝，你一位爱我们的上帝。主，我们又感谢你，因为我们知道你拣选教会去成为一个祝福万民的地方，你拣选教会能够成为一个见证你的地方，我们感谢你。主，纵然我们知道教会并不完全，我们弟兄姊妹并不完全，但我们求你继续使用我们，让我们能够学习忠心，又学习有着神你的恩典和恩赐一起配搭去荣耀侍奉你自己。主，在未来的日子，我们求你继续使用我们，继续去为你去作盐作光，是成为一个你所祝福而且是荣耀你的教会。祈祷奉靠主的圣名之求，阿们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, because it is you, through your Son Jesus Christ, through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that you established the church. You established it, Lord, when you fulfilled your promise in Joel chapter 2, verse 28. You fulfilled that promise as you continue to work and you show and demonstrate that the gospel of Jesus Christ is real. The message of salvation is real. Your great love and judgment is real. And you called people unto you. And you transformed their life into a new creation. And that through this, Lord, we are a community of witnesses of how great our God is. Oh Lord, we thank you for that. That in our church, your church, who is the cornerstone, who is the foundation, you continue your work through this ministry. Lord, that this is a testimony of your great power to save, your great power to love the lost, your great power to care for those that are broken and needing and hurting. Lord, as we celebrate you, O Lord. We don't celebrate ourselves, but we celebrate you and your work of salvation in our lives, through our life, to our community. Lord, so now as we look to you, I pray, O God, that you teach us to continue and persevere and fix our eyes to Jesus. And it is my prayer, Lord, that Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 2 be fulfilled. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen.
今日所读的经文是记载在《出埃及记》第30章17至21节。耶和华显谕摩西说：你要用铜做洗濯盘和盘座，以便洗濯。要将盘放在会幕和坛的中间，在盘里盛水。阿伦和他的儿子要在这盘里洗手洗脚，他们进会幕或是就近坛前供职，给耶和华献火祭的时候，必用水洗濯，免得死亡。他们洗手洗脚， 就免得死亡。这要咗阿伦和他后裔世世代代永远的定例。
The word of scripture today comes from Exodus 30, verses 17 to 21. The Lord said to Moses, Make a bronze basin with its bronze stand for washing. Place it between the tent of meeting and the altar, and put water in it. Aaron and his sons are to wash their hands and feet with water from it. Whenever they enter the tent of meeting, they shall wash with water so that they will not die. Also, when they approach the altar to minister by presenting an offering made to the Lord by fire, they shall wash their hands and feet so that they will not die. This is to be a lasting ordinance for Aaron and his descendants for the generations to come.
先在这里好感谢神给我们有简耀堂牧师来到我们教会再一次来到去分享神的说话。 First of all, I'd like to thank you God that we have Reverend Ken to our church again to share God's message. 以下是对我们讲完简耀堂牧师的一个简介。 The first time, I'd like to have a briefintroduction about our speaker. 简耀堂牧师他是在基督教众恩堂，即是在我们的母堂那里来到去信耶稣的。 Reverend Ken was believed in Christ in Pacific Grace Amphi Church, is our mother church. 之后呢他接受神的呼召去到维珍神学院那里来到去进修神学。 Later on, he had obeyed our God's callingwent to the Region Bible College for the further study. 在九零年尾左啦，他接受神的呼召，带着约莫为数五十位的弟兄姊妹，离开了他的母堂，即是基督教众恩堂，直堂来到本立比这里，建立了本立比众恩堂。On the late of 90s, he had obeyed our God's calling, left his mother church with 50 brothers and sisters, planning a church in Burnaby, and named it Burnaby Pacific Grace Church. This one. 在1997年，神俾佢睇到一个异象，他翻返去香港那里来到去牧养当地的教会。In the year of 1997, God gave him a vision to go back to Hong Kong where he come from.To serve the people there. 简耀堂牧师他是在九龙宣道会希伯伦堂那里来到去牧会，由1997年直至到现在。 Reverend Kenny served our Lord in Hebron Alliance Church in Hong Kong since 1997 till now.
在我未交以下的时间给我们的讲员来到去分享信息之前呢，我想问大家一个的问题。
Before I hand the following time to our guest speaker, I would like to ask you guys one question. 请问今天有没有人不记得带耳仔回来的？
Did anyone forget to bring their ears to the church?
No?
各个都有是不是？
You all have one, good.
But the Bible requires only one.
聖經那裡是這樣說，他說聖靈向眾教會所說的說話，凡有耳的就應當聽。
As the Bible says, who? He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say to the church.
我将以下的时间恭敬交给我们的简耀堂牧师来去分享神的说话。
I would like to hand the following time to Reverend Ken to share the message from God, and
我们也有我们本堂的 主任牧师林秀华牧师来做传译。And we will have our senior pastor Paul to translate the message.
Waiting for the PowerPoint.
PowerPoint
都可以讲到嘅。
Without the PowerPoint, we can still go on preaching.
在過去兩晚有一些弟兄姊妹沒有來到當中、
not that many, some brothers and sisters did not come in the past two evenings.
我再次、代表我們每一個香港的弟兄姊妹，因為很多香港的 Family 的弟兄姊妹都回到香港，都恭喜大家20周年的紀念。
Once again, on behalf of some brothers and sisters who came back to Hong Kong from the Burnaby Church, I wish youHappy 20th anniversary.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都为到我们是成为众恩堂的肢体一个的荣耀。
Every one of us feel honored to be a member of the Burnaby Pacific Grace Church.
无论是北堂的、南堂的、Burnaby 的、Port Moody 的，每一个的真是众恩堂的肢体，我们都是感到光荣。
Whether it is a North Pacific Grace or the South Pacific Grace or Port Moody Pacific Grace, every single one of usFeels honored to be a member of this family.
我現在在宣道會裡面侍奉。
I'm serving the Lord in the Alliance Church.
其實很多宣道會的牧者都很認識我們眾恩堂。
Many Alliance pastors know the Pacific Grace Churches.
特別羨慕我們在 BC 省眾恩堂的發展的情況。
Especially they are envious of our development in the province of British Columbia.
我相信这个是我们众弟兄姊妹一起的努力。
I believe that this is the wholehearted effort of all brothers and sisters.
你们的努力成为一个美好的见证。
Your effort has become a beautiful witness.
但是接下来的日子更加需要继续的努力，以致能够神使用大家。
But in the days to come, we need to be even more diligent so that God's work can go forward.
今天我和大家分享一个题目叫生命的侍奉。
This morning I want to share with you on the topic of the ministry of life.
未进入这个题目的时候呢，我先讲一个拉比的故事给大家听。
Before I enter into this topic, I want to tell you a story about a rabbi.
这个利未的支派的青年。
Young Levi.
他一直期待自己25岁的生日。
Has been eagerly waiting for his 25th birthday.
因为他知道当他25岁的时候，按照民数记所讲，他就可以去到会幕当中去侍奉。
Because he knows that when he reaches 25 years old, he'll be able to go to the tent of meeting to serve the Lord.
这个青年一直感到自己能够侍奉是一种很荣耀的一个的职事。
All along, this young man has felt the honor of being able to serve the Lord.
因为神在众支派的里面是特别拣选他们利未支派去做神的家。
Of all the tribes, God has specially chosen the tribe of Levi to be servants, serving him.
他带着一个完全侍奉的心智去开始他的侍奉。
This young Levite serves the Lord, begins to serve the Lord with wholeheartedness.
在他生日那天他做了一个祈祷。
On his 25th birthday, he says this prayer.
他说当他以后无论碰到什么的遭遇。
He says, no matter what encounters he has in the future.
无论他的工作是多么困难
，No matter how hard his ministry，
无论他的侍奉是多么崎岖
，No matter how many obstacles he will face in his ministry，
他愿意将他自己一生去献给主。
He is willing to surrender to commit his entire life to God。
他就做了一个咁神圣嘅一个立志，就开始他一生嘅侍奉。
He has made this godly commitment and then began his ministry。
在第二朝他很早就回到圣殿的当中。
In the next morning, he returns to the temple, to the tent of meeting very early.
在圣殿的里面回工的时间是早上七点晚上五点放工。
In the temple, the office hours are from 7 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon.
但是他太过兴奋，所以呢很早六点几就回到这个圣殿的里面。
Because he is very thrilled, so he returns to the temple, quite early, even before 7.
一早预备所有献祭的工具。
He prepares all the tools for making offerings.
去到七点的时候，有人带着一只牛来到献祭。
At 7 o'clock, somebody brings along a cow for a sacrifice.
他小心查他有没有残疾，然后跟着就为他做一个献祭的工作。
He examines the cow very carefully to see if there is any blemishes, and then he begins the sacrifice.
他又按着神的吩咐，将所有的血内脏所有带到外面去焚烧。
According to God's regulations and instructions, this young Levite brings all the inner parts of the oval, everything that is filthy, to the outside of the camp, to a place ceremonially clean.
他知道这个代表到同罪完全的隔绝。
He knows very well that this is a complete cut, complete separation from sin.
大概在九点的时候，亦有一个妇人。
At 9 o'clock, there was a woman.
她比较穷。
She is a bit poor.
她没有牛，没有羊，只是带到一只嘅白鸽嚟到当中。
She does not have a cow, she does not have sheep, she just brings to the temple a dove.
但同样，这个青年一样很小心地为她处理，为她献祭。
But all the same, this young Levite takes care of the sacrifice very carefully and seriously.
他一路做一路做，很快就差不多放工了。
And he works and works, and very soon he is about to get off work.
临放工之前，有人带着一只羊嚟，希望能够可以献祭。
Before he gets off work, a man brings a sheep to the temple so that he could offer it to God.
他知道如果帮他献祭埋咧，就一定会好迟放工。
He knows that if he helps this man to make the sacrifice, he'll be late getting off work.
但他觉得唔紧要，最重要他能够可以侍奉到神，同埋服侍到百姓。
But he feels that it doesn't really matter, so long as he can serve the Lord and God's people.
就系咁样，佢喺侍奉嘅里边，好快乐嘅去侍奉。
So in his ministry, he serves God very joyfully.
好快一个月就过去，两个月就过去。
Very soon, a month passes, 2 months pass.
一年过去，两年过去。
A year passes, 2 years pass.
去到第三年情况就完全不同了。
When it comes to the third year, the situation is entirely different.
七点钟翻工的时候，他八点都未到。
The office hour starts at 7, but he doesn't return to the office until 8.
五点钟放工，四点半就洗手。
Getting off work is at 5, but he gets ready already washing his hands at 4:30.
佢好多时候好多人赶住入嚟去做最后嘅奉献嘅时候，佢一定话唔得，赶唔切，听日先啦。
When people are in a rush, coming to the temple late, wanting to make sacrifices, he tells them, "Oh, sorry, it's getting late. Maybe tomorrow."
佢嘅态度已经完全嘅改变。
His attitude has already changed.
长月累月的侍奉叫他的心态慢慢厌烦他的工作。
Year in, year out, all year round work has made him weary of his ministry.
特别每天见到我的血，我的内脏，他甚至觉得有一种作呕。
Every day he sees the inner parts, he sees the blood, he feels quite nauseated.
有一次他们在当中一班的青年的一些的侍奉者彼此在当中聊天。
One time, some young Levites, ministers, came together to talk.
有时他以为自己有这样的心态很不正常。
Sometimes this young Levite feels that, oh, it's not that right to have that kind of attitude.
当大家彼此倾诉之后呢，发现了个个都是这样想。
And yet when he has heard all the other young fellow colleagues talking about the same thing, expressing the same feelings, oh, everybody is the same.
有一个说，我不单止见到啲内脏想呕啊，见到血都想呕啊。
Said, oh, not only do I feel nauseated when I see the inner parts, even when I see blood, I even want to do it even more.
人就好衰嘅。
Men are just like that.
有时以为自己咁样谂好亏欠神，但当其他人都系咁嘅时候，就好似觉得啊，我都唔系咁衰嘅。
When we alone feel that way, we feel bad about it. But when we hear other people feel the same way, then after all, I'm not that bad.
当自己觉得唔系咁衰嘅时候，就开始对呢个工作更加嘅厌烦。
When I feel that I'm not really that bad, then I become even more weary of the work.
在厌烦的里面就开始散漫。
And in weariness, the person gets sloppy.
甚至慢慢在侍奉的里面，就在他那个的态度里面反映出来很马虎。
He slacks off and his attitude changes.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个都会不会是你自己一个的心态？
Brothers and sisters, is this your attitude today?
今天你在工作上，在你基督徒生活的里面，会不会慢慢在厌烦散漫而去到马虎？
In your work, in your Christian living, do you progress from getting weary, becoming slacking off, and then you get sloppy?
这个青年人以前六点几就回到去圣殿当中。
This young Levite returned to the temple as six something in the morning.
就好像我们很多初信主的很早回到来的初时。
Just like when we first became Christians, many new believers would return to church for services or meetings very early before the services start.
但现在很多时永远就是迟到。
But now, very often we are late for our meetings.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们基督徒的心态究竟是怎
样？ Brothers and sisters, what is our attitude today?
我们有没有好像这个利未人那种的挣扎呢？
Do we have the struggle as this young Levi struggles?
如果你说你内心从来没有这种的挣扎，我为你而感谢神。
If you've never had this kind of struggle, I thank God for you.
在教会牧会有二十多年的时候，我发现很多人都开始慢慢有这种的心态。
But in my many years of serving the Lord in the church, I discovered that many believers have this kind of attitude.
刚才我看到程序表里面讲到选执事。
Just now I read in the bulletin announcement that the church is going to host a deacon election.
我们知道在当中很多人都不想出来选执事。
I know that many brothers and sisters don't want to step up and become deacons.
不要说执事，甚至职员会里面一些的团契职员都不想做。
Let alone deacons, even committee members or fellowship counselors, brothers and sisters don't even want to assume those positions.
去到年尾的时候，很多时当牧师或者团长导师找职员的时候，都有牧师你找第二个。
At the end of the year, when the pastor is looking for people to serve, or the fellowship is looking for committee members, they will say, oh pastor, please look for another person.
但我们回想第一次当我们被选任为团契的职员，或者甚至部长执事的时候，我们的心态究竟是怎样？
Try to think back on how we were first elected as deacon, a department head, or committee members. How did we feel then?
有时我们都可能好像利未青年最初那样感到一种的荣耀。
Maybe we felt like this young Levite. We felt honored.
甚至我们很愿意能够可以忠心，甚至好像他一样立志去服侍神。
Just like him, we are very committed to serve the Lord our whole lives.
但是经过时间的洗涤。
But in time, you're being baptized by time.
我们开始慢慢好像这个利未人一样厌烦散漫而是马虎。
Just like this young Levi, we become weary, we become sloppy, we slack off.
面对我们基督徒这种的心态的时候，我们怎样去处理？
When we are faced with this kind of attitude, what should we do? How should we handle it?
圣经告诉我们，我们要面对一个洗濯盘的检视。
The Bible tells us that we should face the examination of the washing basin.
看看我们那个侍奉的心态是不是出了什么问题。
To see if there is anything that has gone wrong in our attitude of service.
刚才我们读那段经文, 大家还记得在出埃及记里面。
The passage that we read just now is recorded in the book of Exodus.
第18节的里面很清楚告诉我们那个洗濯盆的位置放在哪里。
The passage tells us very clearly where the position of the washing basin is.
好,洗濯盆是要放在会幕和祭坛的中间。
The position is between the tent of meeting and the altar.
弟兄姊妹,为什么是需要放在祭坛和会幕的中间?
How come it is between the tent of meeting and the altar?
因为凡是大祭司进入会幕里面侍奉的时候,神是需要他亲自藉着这个洗濯盆去检视他自己那个生命。
It's because before the high priest could enter into the tent of meeting to serve the Lord, God wanted him to examine himself by means of this washing basin.
这个洗濯盆是很清楚告诉我们今天我们的光景究竟是怎样,我们有没有资格去侍奉神?
This washing basin can tell what kind of condition we are in, are we qualified to serve the Lord?
如果我们没有资格去侍奉神的时候,这个洗濯盆就很清楚地当中去提醒我们。
If we are not qualified to serve the Lord, then this washing basin will clearly tell us.
大家如果可以留意到,这个洗濯盆用什么物料去做?
And we notice what this washing basin is made of.
圣经里面很清楚告诉神吩咐摩西你要用铜做这个洗濯盆。
The Bible tells us clearly that God told Moses to use bronze to make this washing basin.
我们很清楚知道在约柜里面很多的圣物都是用金做。
We know clearly that many items in the ark were made of gold.
有金香坛,有金灯台,有很多约柜都是金做。
There is the gold incense, there is the gold lampstand, and many things are made of gold.
金是代表尊贵,
gold symbolizes nobility.
甚至代表没有杂质,
it symbolizes that there is no purity, impurity.
是代表人的信心,
it represents people's faith.
而在圣经里面,铜亦有另一个的预表,
in the Bible, bronze has a different symbolism.
铜是代表审判和鉴别。
A bronze symbolizes judgment and distinguishing.
所以神刻意说要用铜做一个洗濯盆，就是要审判和鉴别我们有没有一个侍奉他的资格。
And so when God uses bronze to make the washing basin, He wants to judge and distinguish whether we are fit for service.
当我们看后几节的时候,去到出埃及记第38章第8节的时候,
As we look further on in the book of Exodus chapter 38 verse 8,
你更加看到铜是从哪里来,
then you can see where the bronze comes from.
圣经很清楚地说,用铜是要用在会幕门前侍奉那些妇人家的镜而来。
The Bible clearly says that the bronze must come from the mirrors of the women who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting.
弟兄姊妹,你有没有想过为什么神刻意地在当中要吩咐摩西,要将那些镜,特别是在会幕门前侍奉的人的妇人的镜拿来打造这个洗濯盆?
Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about why God told Moses to use mirrors of the women who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting to make the bronze washing basin?
是不是以色列穷到一个地步没铜?
Is it because the Israelites were so poor that they did not have any bronze?
我相信不是这个原因。
I don't think that's the reason.
神有特别的心意。
God has a special meaning.
在古代的里面,我们知道都是用铜来做镜。
We know that the bronze was often used as mirrors in ancient days.
人将它的表面散得很漂亮,就能够可以照出自己的容貌。
When people polished the surface of the bronze, then they could see themselves in the bronze.
而镜成为很多妇人一个很重要的生活上的物件。
And bronze mirror have become a very important item in women's everyday life.
有人讲过武器是军人的第二生命，镜同样是妇人的第二生命。
People said weapons are soldiers' second life, and so bronze mirrors are women's second life.
我相信不一定是妇女，甚至男都是。
I don't think that it is only true for women, it's true for men too.
今日好多男好多好知正啊。
Many men today are very fussy about their appearance.
有边个今日冇照个镜就出街？
Who has not looked into the mirror before he came out today?
我哋点解要照镜？
Why do we want to check ourselves, see ourselves in the mirror?
我哋执一执睇我啲头发有冇乱到，睇我哋条呔有冇打正到，好正常。
We want to see if our hair is out of place or if our tie is improperly tied.
镜是能够反映我们有什么的问题。
The mirror can reflect what problem we have.
神刻意用这班的 在会幕门前 服侍的妇人那几个镜来打造这个洗泊盘，是有一个特别的心意。
God told Moses to use the bronze mirrors of the women serving at the entrance of the tent of meeting to make the bronze washing basin for a reason.
两样的事物都是有一个审判和鉴别的一个的功效。
Two items have the function of judgment and distinguishing.
镜是能够可以反映出我们地上的美丽，满足自己。
A mirror can reflect our earthly beauty to satisfy ourselves.
但洗作盘却是能够可以鉴别我们天上的美，去满足神的要求。
But the bronze washing basin can reflect our heavenly beauty to see if we are fit for God's service.
神好愿意我们每一个侍奉的人都能够可以摆低地上的美，去追求天上那种的荣美。
God very much wants us to set aside our earthly beauty to seek after heavenly beauty to serve Him.
这个是洗作盘要打造那个原因。
This is the reason why the washing basin is made of bronze.
妇人每日要照镜去留意自己的问题。
The women needed to look at the bronze mirrors every day to see their problems.
同样的，神要求每一个侍奉者是每日要对着这个洗作盘要照一照，看看自己出了什么问题。
The same way God wanted those who would serve Him to look at this washing basin to see if there is any problem in their lives.
弟兄姊妹，我们在侍奉之前有没有去检视下自己有什么问题？
Brothers and sisters, before we serve God, have we ever examined our lives to see if there is any trouble, any problem?
很多人以为侍奉是一件很简单的事。
Many people think that serving God is a very simple matter.
我们参加教会一些的培训班。
We attend a training organized by church.
我们参加一些神学院的校外课程。
We attend the extension courses sponsored by seminaries.
我们学习一些基本的侍奉的一些的技巧就可以侍奉。
We acquire some basic skills about ministry, then we can begin to serve.
没错，这些的训练班都很重要。
No doubt, these seminars and training classes are important.
但是就好像这个 PowerPoint 里面所说，其实我们的生命，我们的品格在侍奉的里面是更加的重要。
But as this PowerPoint shows us that our life, our character are even more important.
如果我们的生命和我们的品格出了事的时候，无论我们的技巧是多么好，我们的侍奉都是没办法去蒙神的悦纳。
If there is problem in our life and character, no matter how well we serve God, we will be accepted by God.
洗作盘是让我们很清楚知道我们今天我们的侍奉的生命有出没出问题。
The washing basin helps us to see if there is any problem in our life when we serve the Lord.
而洗作盘不是单单传一个负面的一个的信息。
The washing basin doesn't just carry a negative message.
你不服之下就 out, 不可以做了。
If you are not qualified, then you are out.
大家还记得刚才我们第30章第18节那里说洗作盘上面是盛着水。
You remember in Exodus chapter 30, verse 18, it says, the washing basin is filled with water.
为什么要在这个洗作盘上面要载住一些水？
Why does it contain water?
我们一起读以弗所书5章第26至27节。
Let us read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 to 27。
弟兄姊妹，我哋一齐读。
Let us read them together。要用水藉着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，作荣耀的教会，毫无玷污，咒文等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
弟兄姊妹，我哋好清楚知道水就水，道就道。
Brothers and sisters, we know that water is water, word is word.
水和道两是两种是不同的东
西。Water and word are two different things.
但两者都有共同的功效。
But the two have one common function.
都是可以洁净的功效。
And that is the cleansing function.
水可以洁净人的外面。
Water can cleanse the external, the outer appearance of a person.
如果我们一日工作之后，我们个身好污糟，我们抹下块面干净翻。
After a day's work, if our face is dirty, then we can use water to clean it.
但如果我们里面污糟的时候，水是洗不到。
But if our inside, our inner being is dirty, water cannot clean it.
我如果里面我们的心态出问题，我们里面的罪恶有神自己的道才能够洗得干净。
If our attitude has gone wrong, if there is something wrong within us, only God's word can cleanse us.
弟兄姊妹，所以水和道都有一个洁净的功效。
And so water and word have the function of cleaning.
有时我们有一些有一些错觉。
Sometimes we may have this misconception.
在当中我们以为去到一个地步，我们在生活上败坏就是叫做堕落。
Sometimes we think that, oh, when our outer life, when our external life is corrupt, not living in character, then that is corruption. That is immoral.
但是如果圣经里面说，当我们不是行在神的心意的里面，其实这个都是败坏。
But actually, the Bible tells us that if we don't walk according to God's will, then we are corrupt too.
我们外面那个污糟，刚才你说我们可以用水去洗净。
Just now I said, if our external appearance is dirty, we can use water to clean it.
但人里面那种的败坏，人里面那种的不洁，唯有神自己的话语才能够可以帮助到我们。
But our inner corruption, our inner immorality can only be cleansed by God's word.
今天当我们说侍奉在当中去到厌烦甚至是马虎，其实不是代表一定是罪。
Today when we say we are weary of service, we are becoming sloppy, it's not due to sin, not necessarily.
我讲的意思就不是因为我们犯罪以致我们这样的心态。
I'm saying this not because we sin that we have acquired this attitude of sloppiness.
而是因为我们的心态出了问题以致我们产生这种的心态。
It's because there is first of all problem of our attitude that we have this kind of problem.
唯有我们用神的话语在当中去帮助我们洁净我们，我们才能够可以重整我们的心态。
Only when we are cleansed by the word of God can we be reconstructed, restored, rehabilitated.
所以洗作盘里面所盛在的水是其实叫我们透过神的道去再次帮助我们去扭正我们那个的侍奉。
And so the water in the washing basin reminds us that we must be cleansed by the word of God so that we can be right, put aright again.
弟兄姊妹，洗作盘那个真理，圣经的教导，我相信很多时候我们都清楚。
Brothers and sisters, I'm sure all of us know the truth of the washing basin very clearly.
圣经那个重点不是我们知几多。
The emphasis of the teaching of the Bible is not how much we know.
圣经的重点是告诉我们我们做多少。
The emphasis of the Bible is on how much we do.
所以耶稣基督很清楚告诉我们。
And so Jesus Christ tells us very clearly.
他说唯独遵行我父旨意的人才能够可以进到天国的里面。
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 27 it says, Only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven can enter the kingdom of heaven.
剛才 Stephen 說我們有沒有帶耳朵來
啊。Just now Stephen asked if we brought our ear.
我們有耳朵來當然重要，我們聽很多。
Of course it's important to bring our ear to listen a lot.
但是聖經裡面也不是叫我們單單聽道而是要行道。
But the Bible teaches us not to merely listen but to do what the word says.
呢度亦系讲到俾我哋听，唯有遵行父嗰个嘅教导，我哋先能够可以进到天国嘅当中。
Only when we do the teaching of our heavenly Father can we enter the kingdom of heaven.
呢个系教导我哋唔好净系单单听，而系需要去行出嚟。
So this teaches us not to merely listen, but to do what the word says.
過去有教育工作者做過一個嘅研究。
In the past, an educator did a survey, a research.
佢話俾我聽，如果一個嘅學生淨係單單聽嘅時候，佢只係攞到10%。
The research says if a student just simply listens, he can only retain 10% of what he has heard.
当他听完老师所讲，甚至他看完那些 课文的时候，他拿的就会多一点，只有 50%。
So after hearing what the teacher says and then worked on the lesson of the teacher, then he could retain 50%。
当他听完看完甚至去应用过做过出来的时候，他的得着就更加的大，可以到 90%。
After he has heard, after he has done some work on the lesson and to apply what he has learned, his retention will go up to 90%。
这一个研究就好好证实耶稣基督所讲的事。
This proves clearly what Jesus Christ has said.
我哋唔系净系单单听到，而系行动。
Let us not merely listen to the word, but do what the word says.
我哋每个礼拜翻嚟听牧师讲道嘅时候，其实攞得10%。
Every Sunday when we come to church to hear the pastor's sermon, we can only retain 10% of the sermon.
做个实验好嘛？
Let us do an experiment.
上个礼拜牧师讲咩道啊
？Last Sunday, what did Pastor Paul said? Preached on.
有时连题目都唔记得啊。
Maybe you forgot the title.
大概都記得講過啲咩內容，但係真真實實唔係好記得。
Maybe you remember some of the content, but not the topic or the entire detail.
但係當然，點解而家要做 PowerPoint 俾大家睇啊
？Why do we make PowerPoints for you?
至少希望大家睇到有50啊嘛。
So that you can see it and retain 50% of it.
但如果你行埋出嚟嘅时候，你所领受就更加嘅多。
But if you do accordingly what the word says, then you will retain even more.
听道需要行道。
We do not just merely listen, we have to do what the word says.
如果唔系，好多时我哋里边好多嘅嘢就好快冇晒。
Otherwise, what is already inside will be gone.
弟兄姊妹，点解嚟到月周年，我哋要搞一个培灵会？
Oh, brothers and sisters, why do we hold spiritual renewal meeting on the 20th anniversary of this church?
个个礼拜都系讲到，点解特登要嘥咁多钱飞个香港人翻嚟讲？
Every Sunday we listen to a sermon. How come we spend so much money to fly a Hong Kong person to come and preach the word of God?
你如果唔行道嘅时候，你迟少少只会话嘥钱。
If you don't do what the word says, then you will say, oh, it's a waste of money.
你乜都唔记得噶。
You will forget what I said.
昨晚可能大家都冇听过一个故事，三等乘客。
Maybe not that many of you have heard the story about the third class passenger.
有时去到一个地步，我哋如果净系单单坐喺度，我哋冇办法能够可以推动教会嘅工作。
Sometimes if we just sit on our hands, we could never do the work of the church.
一个美国嘅青年。
There is an American youth.
一个嬉皮士嚟嘅。
He's a hippie.
头发又乱咁搞，服装又乱咁搞。
His hair is disheveled. His clothing is.Out of whack.
第一次在大学的里面他信了主。
But at the college he became a Christian.
在一个报道会之后他立志要回教会。
After the gospel meeting he made up his mind to go to church.
但整个大学城的里面人口很少。
But in the university town there is a very little small population.
整个 city 只有一间的教会，就是对大学对面那间。
In the whole university town there is only one church, and that is the one across from the university.
是很传统很保守很礼仪的教会。
It's a traditional conservative high church.
在星期六那晚他做功课做到好夜。
On Saturday night he did his assignment till very late at night.
所以睡觉睡过龙。
And so he slept in.
一睡醒的时候已经过了钟。
When he woke up, oh, it's already late.
但佢都好想翻教会。
But he still wanted to go to church.
入到去嗰时候，教牧师已经讲到啦。
When he entered the church, the preacher, the pastor had already begun his sermon.
主日讲到嘅题目叫谁是我嘅邻舍。
The topic of the sermon is who is my neighbor.
因为由于嗰个城市好细，教会亦好细。
Because the town is small, the church is small.
所以咧，好似今日咁坐满晒人。
Just like today, the church is filled with people.
来到的时候他又不懂规矩。
When he entered the church, he didn't know the rules.
弟兄姊妹又不懂做。
Brothers and sisters didn't know how to deal with him.
又没人招呼他。
Nobody would welcome him.
于是他一路行一路找位。
And so he walked down the church to look for an empty seat.
洋洋洋洋在这里搞搞阵。
And so he was shuffling and turning and he was disturbing other people.
没人刚刚出声，又没人有行动。
But nobody dare say anything and nobody would take any action.
这个青年一路走到前面，没位他坐在地下。
And so this young man walked all the way to the front and he sat on the floor.
去到这个地步，这个教会是很庄严的。
This church is a very solemn church.
怎会有人坐在讲台面前呢？
How could somebody sit in front of the pulpit?
所以有一个嘅老执事。
And so an elderly deacon.
当日佢当值。
He was on duty that morning.
八十几岁了。
He was 80-some years old.
过去一直俾人嘅印象都好庄严，好敬虔。
In the past, he gave this impression of being solemn, being godly to the rest of the congregation.
佢喺个座位里边起身。
So he rose from his seat.
慢慢走向呢个青年嘅里边。
He walked towards this young man.
大家觉得死啦。
And everybody felt, oh oh.
咩事咧
？What's going to happen?
牧师讲紧到个心里边讲大镬。
The pastor is saying, oh oh, big problem is coming.
如果牧师讲得大镬，就真系几大镬噶啦。
If the pastor says it's a big problem, then it's really a big problem.
佢话呢个执事会点样对佢咧？
So what would this elderly deacon do to this young man?
那个执事揸住个 stick 一路行一路行。
Deacon walked with walking a stick.
去到佢面前嘅时候想拎起。
And so as he approached the deacon standing in front, the young person standing in front of him, he raised up this stick.
那个牧师就以为他要拨下去。
And the pastor thought that the elderly deacon would hit the young man.
原来不是，他摆在地下。
Oh no, he didn't. He just set the stick down on the floor.
然后跟住这个老执事就坐在他旁边陪他。
And this elderly deacon sat next to this young man.
哇，这个牧师放心了。
And so this pastor breathed a sigh of relief.
于是他就讲给大家听。
And so he told the whole congregation.
今日我所讲嘅题目，大家好快唔会记得。
Today you will forget very quickly the topic of my sermon。
但呢一个执事所做嘅，我相信大家永远都记得。
But you will remember forever what this elderly deacon has done。
因为呢一个执事唔系净系单单听到而系行动。
Because this deacon does not just merely listen to the word, he does what the word says。
我今日嘅讲题系谁系我嘅邻舍。
Today my sermon topic is who is my neighbor。
但其实应该要改咗另一个题目。
But actually, I should change the topic to another one.
好似呢个执事一样。
Just like this deacon.
我哋愿意成为边一个人嘅邻舍
？To whom would we like to become a neighbor?
我相信好真实嘅。
I think this is very realistic.
每个礼拜我哋教翻嚟都系听好多牧师讲到好多主日学。
Every Sunday we listen to many sermons. Do we attend many Sunday school classes?
你记得上个礼拜林牧师讲嘅道理，都唔会记得一个月前之前佢讲过咩道。
You remember what Pastor Paul preached last Sunday, but you won't remember what he preached last month.
但如果真系有个执事喺我哋当中做过一个咁嘅行动嘅时候，你永远都记得。
But if a deacon in our midst did something like this elderly deacon, you will remember for good.
呢个系代表啲乜嘢
？What does it say to us?
听道系重要。
It's important to hear the word.
行道是更加重要。
Doing what the word says is even more important.
我们在教会记得的是什么？
What does the church remember?
是做过什么？
What the church remembers is what the church has done.
是特别是弟兄姊妹在我们的生命里面做过什么？
Especially things done on us in our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要不要只是单单听道，而需要行道。
So brothers and sisters, let us not just listen merely to the word, but do what the word says.
圣经里面有一个好好的听道行动的例子。
In the Bible, there is a very good example of listening to the word and doing what it says.
是撒该的故事。
It's the story of Zacchaeus.
在第六节里面，他就说他听到耶稣基督就欢欢喜喜下来去接待耶稣。
In the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, verse 6, it says, when he saw Jesus, he welcomed Jesus to his home gladly.
甚至在第八节那里他更加说他回应神的要求甚至将他自己家财 去到一个地步分给穷人。
He would respond to the message that Jesus gave to the extent that he would return half of his possessions.
撒该不只是单单听耶稣所说。
Zacchaeus just didn't listen to what Jesus said.
他行耶稣所要行。
He did what Jesus wanted him to do.
路加福音第十九章讲到一棵嘅呢个撒该所爬嘅桑树。
The Gospel of Luke chapter 19 talked about a sycamore fig tree。
呢一棵嘅树喺巴勒斯坦其实系好普遍嘅呢个树。
It's a common tree all over the land of Palestine。
树好粗壮。
The tree is very strong。
好矮。
But short。
好容易攀爬。
It's easy to climb on it。
桑树嘅果实好特别。
The fruit of the sycamore fig tree is special, different.
它的果实叫桑果。
The fruit is called the sycamore fig, yeah.
但是它去到一个地步呢其实它跟无花果很相似。
But to a very large extent is just like the fig that we know.
小的那个是无花果。
The small one is a fig.
其隔離嗰個就係桑果。
But the one next to it is the sycamore fig。
嗱，無花啊假啊無啊桑果咧，佢個字嗰個意思。
The meaning of the sycamore fig is
就假無花果嘅意思。
It's a fake fig。
喺當中咧，其實桑樹嘅英文就好似頭先牧師所講 ，a sycamore fig trees。
In English, it's called a sycamore fig tree.
在当中其实是很特别的。
It's a very special fruit.
因为它是很像无花果的果实。
It's like the fruit of a fig tree.
无花果大家都见过。
We have seen what a fig fruit is.
很软的嘛。
It's very soft.
很甜。
It's sweet.
但是这些桑果是很硬。
But the sycamore fig fruit is hard.
它的表面很硬是需要你吃之前 要打爛它。
Before you eat it, you have to crack it open.
以致有空氣入到去的時候氧化它。
So that oxygen can enter into the fruit.
經過一段時間的時候原本很硬的表面慢慢就軟下來了。
And so the hard surface would become softened.
當它軟下來的時候它就好像無花果一樣。
When it's softened, then it's really like the fig fruit.
所以因为这样的时候呢在希伯来人来讲呢就说这个是假无花果的意思。
Because of this, the Hebrews would call this a fake fruit.
这里其实讲出一个很有趣的故事。
This tells us a very interesting story.
是讲到撒该躲在一个无花果树的里面。
Zacchaeus was hiding in a sycamore fig tree.
其实这里是讲了一个光硬的罪人躲藏在一个光硬的果实当中。
It talks about a hard-hearted sinner hiding in a hard-hearted fruit.
好难为林牧师翻译啊。
No, it's good. You're doing well.
但是我相信神是有刻意的意思。
But I believe that God has a special meaning in this.
一个光硬的桑果。
A hard, sycamore fig fruit.
当你敲裂它有空气进入它慢慢就可以软化。
When you crack it open, air could go in and it gets oxidized and then it becomes softened.
一个光硬的撒该。
A hard-hearted Zacchaeus.
当神的话语进入它的内心。
When God's word enters into his heart.
它就开始软化下来。
He becomes softened.
弟兄姊妹去到个地步，我哋会睇到。
Brothers and sisters, we come to this stage where we can see.
耶稣话：你去到个地步，今晚我要住喺你嘅家。
Jesus told Zacchaeus, I must stay at the house today.
这个说话是代表耶稣接纳这个撒该。
This represents that Jesus accepts.
就是因为这个说话敲响了这个撒该的心。
Because of this statement, Zacchaeus' heart was waking up.
当圣灵进入他的内心的时候，他原本是以前是一个很刚硬的碎利，但现在变为神的一个的儿女。
When the Holy Spirit entered into his life, Zacchaeus was originally hard-hearted, but now he's become God's child.
情况就好像我们所讲的桑果一样。
The condition is just like the sycamore fig fruit that we described just now.
桑果原本很硬。
The fruit was hard.
敲裂了，有空气进入，它就开始软化。
But when it's cracked open, air could enter into it, and then it becomes softened.
弟兄姊妹，有时我们的生命开始硬化。
Brothers and sisters, our lives sometimes become hardened.
为什么我要讲那个利未人的故事给大家听？
Why did I tell you the story of the young Levite?
有时我们信主信主开始来的时候，我们的心就好像这个的利未人一样，开始硬化。
Having been a Christian for many years, our heart is like that of the young Levite. It becomes hardened.
我们初时侍奉主的时候，我们带着喜乐，带着开心的心态。
When we first started serving the Lord, we served the Lord with gladness and joy.
但是当长远累月的侍奉的时候，我们慢慢慢慢变。
But year in, year out, as we continue to serve, we changed.
特别当我们面对教会里面很多人事、很多包袱的时候，我们更加变得很刚硬。
When we are faced with many interpersonal problems in church, a lot of baggage in church,Then we become hardened.
我们成为另一个桑果。
We become a sycamore fig fruit.
我们需要圣灵在我们内心里面敲打。
We need the Holy Spirit to knock on our heart and wake us up.
求神让我们记得撒该这个故事。
May God help us remember the story of Zacchaeus.
当圣灵进入撒该的内心里面，产生一个极大的变化。
When the Holy Spirit enters into the heart of Zacchaeus, a big change takes place.
而改变了撒该，他不是只是单单喜欢听神的道，他更加愿意行神的道。
The changed Zacchaeus not only likes to listen to the word of God, but enjoys doing what the word says.
弟兄姊妹，我哋愿意我哋在座每一个都系咁样。
Brothers and sisters, how much I wish that every one of us in this sanctuary is like that.
我哋求神唔单止去敲打我哋嘅内心。
We ask God to knock on our hearts.
求神更加喺当中去进入我哋教会嘅里边。
And we ask God to enter into our church.
以致我哋教会同埋我哋每一个都得到改变。
So that we and the church can be changed.
撒该攀爬这个桑树，让他人生得到极大的改变。
Zacchaeus climbed the sycamore fig tree, as a result, his whole life was changed.
弟兄姊妹，我相信我们都需要去攀爬，以致我们得到另一个的改变。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that we need to climb up too, so that we can get changed.
撒该攀爬那棵的就是这个桑树。
Zacchaeus climbed up the sycamore fig tree.
在桑树的里面，他看见神得到改变。
In the sycamore fig tree, he saw God.
但我们呢？我们要攀爬在什么平台上面？
What about us? What kind of platform should we climb up onto?
我们教会需要攀爬在哪一个平台的里面，以致我们能够看到神更大的荣耀？
What kind of platform should we climb up onto so that we can see God?
我相信这个是我们需要去想的一个很重要的角色。
I believe that this is a question that we all need to ponder over.
神让我们由 Alice 的那个街的里面搬到来这里。
God let us move from Ellesmere Avenue to here.
神让我们是租借教会，以至今天有自己的教会。
At first we were renting the facilities, and now we own this premises.
但如果来到这里20年30年继续的时候，我们只会越来越刚硬。
But if we have been here for 20-30 years, we might become hardened.
唯有让圣灵进入我们当中。
Only when we allow the Holy Spirit to enter into us。
唯有我们好像撒该一样攀爬在一个平台的上面，我们看到神更大的恩典。
Only when we learn to Zacchaeus and climb onto a platform to see more grace of God。
愿主祝福我们。
And may God bless us。
我们请林牧师带领我们祈祷。
Let us pray。我们同心祈祷。亲爱的天父上帝，我们再一次多谢你，确实你爱我们每一个，你爱本来被众人堂，以至在过去的二十年里面，你不离不弃的来到陪伴这个教会。天父上帝，我们今天教会的光景是怎么样，你完全是知道的，但是我们众人都能够是明白你自己的心意，认识自己的个处境，以致到我们能够被你的圣灵来到去感化，被你的说话来到去洁净，来到去改变，好叫我们能够站起来同你重新再建立一个好的关系，同弟兄姊妹建立一个好的关系，以致人家看见我们的时候就知道我们是耶稣基督的门徒。求天父上帝你怜悯我们，帮助我们，以致我们在你的里面，我们有合而为一的心智，我们能够同心合意一起兴旺主你的福音，来到为主你做见证，以致到你这个的灯台继续在这个的地方照耀黑暗。主啊，我们感谢赞美你，藉着过去这三日的培灵信息，你再一次的来到提醒我们，将我们带到你自己的面前。主啊，但愿我们真的不要做一个的听道者，我们做一个的行道者，以致我们的生命可以得着软化，得着改变，更加的像主。 Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to celebrate the 20th anniversary of your church. We thank you for the messages that we heard over the weekend. We pray that we will not just be merely listeners. We will be doers of your word. Oh God, change us. Change our lives, change our church. Quicken our spirit, revive your church, so that this church will continue to be the lampstand that you want it to be, shining in darkness. Oh Lord, we pray that you help us to be united in you, to be united with one another, so that together we can proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, together we can be used by you to build up this body of yours here at the Burnaby Pacific Grace Church. Oh God, once again we thank you for this wonderful occasion, joyful occasion in which we can really sing praises to you and witness once again how you have worked greatly in our midst. To you be glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Maybe I'll take a bit of your time.
在最后我想讲一个的见证，这个见证可能大家不是很知道。
Maybe I want to share with you a testimony. Not that many of you know of it.
最清楚这件事就是我太太。
The person who knows this clearly is my wife.
当陈耀凡牧师邀请我去负责整个开 Burnaby 堂的时候，我个的工作的时候。
When Pastor David Chan invited me to carry out this church plant.
我找了很久很多的地方。
I looked for a location for the church plant for a long time.
很多的教会我觉得最适合是 Ellesmere 那间的 United Church.
After the search, I felt that the United Church on Ellesmere Avenue was the most suitable.
因为我知道我自己住 Burnaby, 我知道那里很多的堂人。
I at the time was living in Burnaby and I knew that there were a lot of Chinese.
斜对面有间中学，有好多中国的学生。
And across the street there is a high school, and there were many Chinese high schoolers.
在 Hastings 有一条街是很方便一个的地区。
And so you just drive along Hastings Street, and then you can get to church very easily.
但这一间的教会最大的问题，大家知不知道是什么？
But you know what the biggest problem with this church was?
是聚会的时间。
The time for service.
我揸车去嗰间教会睇咗好多次。
I drove around this church many times around.
打定之后, 知道他们的聚会时间是10点半。
I noticed that their service started at 10:30 in the morning.
一间新开始的教会其实要在他之后是很麻烦。
If a church started the service after 10:30, after the another church service, would be quite problematic.
因为如果真的要 他们之后就要大概12点才开始崇拜，就很晚。
So if we started the service after them, it would have to be about 12 noon.
但如果在开始的时候就在之前大概8点钟就太早。
If it started at about 8 something, then it would be too early.
所以地点非常适合，但时间很不适合。
The location was suitable, but the time was not.
我的祈祷就是说如果他肯转时间就好了。
My prayer is, oh, only if they would change the meeting time.
我太太跟我说就是说人家肯借给你已经很好了。
My wife said, oh, well, you don't be too asking too much. If they would want it to you, that's already good enough.
我们挣扎了很久。
And we struggled a lot.
最后我很大胆要求我太太，不是我写信，是她写信。
And I asked my wife to write a letter.
要他改到10点钟。
I asked the church, United Church, to change their service time to 10.
你知不知道为什么我有这么大的勇气？
You know how come I got this courage?
因为我之前听到一个见证。
Because before I heard a testimony.
我send这封信给他借教会之前，我听到一个见证。
Before I sent this letter to the church, I heard a testimony.
是啊，蔡元文医生在香港来到，在温哥华。
Is told by Dr. Fan Lemon Choi coming from Hong Kong.
在Fraser那时十几家的红学酒家里面搞个意象分享会。
At that time on Fraser Street Flamingo Restaurant, there was a vision sharing meeting.
他说他们商台义珍邀请他们进去搞一个节目，叫做什么突破的时空那么上下。
At that time he was telling us commercial radio Hong Kong would invite them to host a program on air.
给他们的时间是很深夜。
The time given to them in Hong Kong was very late for the program.
蔡依觉得如果神是给机会他们，就要求你除非是改到在夜晚，如果不是我不进去。
Dr. Feilman asked the commercial radio station, if you would really give us that time, maybe you can move it up to an earlier time.
最后义珍答应了。
And then the manager agreed to give them an earlier time slot.
我之前有这个挣扎。
Before I had this struggle,
要求United Church转时间,
to ask the United Church to change its meeting time,
但一直没这样的勇气,
but I did not have the courage.
但听完他讲之后,
but after hearing Philemon Choi,
于是我就叫我老婆一定要写封信,
so I asked my wife to write that letter no matter what,
要求他们改10点钟崇拜,
to request that they change their service time to 10 o'clock.
最后United Church应承,
at the end the church agreed.
答应的原因除了他因为觉得自己已经很少，得一二零三十个老人家。
They agreed because there were only a few worshippers left, elderly people.
他告诉我们，原本他说他一直都是期望有其他人用到这间的教会。
They told us all along they have hoped that the people, some other people could use this sanctuary.
所以当我们来的时候，他是很愿意。
So when we approached them, they were very willing.
为什么我讲这个见证给大家听？
How come I told you this testimony?
因为我觉得如果是合神心意的时候，
Because I believe that it is according to God's will.
神会改变很多的事实。
God will change many things.
有时有些事我们以为没可能的。
Sometimes we think that, oh, it's impossible.
但神可以做到。
But God could do it.
因为圣经说，在神凡事都能。
Because the Bible says, for God everything is possible.
这个事件给我在牧会里面一个很大的力量。
This incident gave me strengthened me a lot in my ministry.
很多时我们觉得没可能的时候，我就记回这件事。
And so whenever I feel that it's impossible, I recall this incident.
没错，我们是不得。
No doubt, we are not capable.
是神得。
But for God, everything is possible.
其实我们买 Paul Moody 教会的时候一样。
It's the same when we bought the Port Moody Church.
我们从来没有储过钱。
We never saved up enough money.
我们完全是没有钱。
We had no money.
但神又给我们买到。
And yet God allowed us, helped us to buy that premise.
我们不得。
We are not able.
但神得。
But God is able.
我願意將這個見證分享給大家聽的時候，就是給我們知道在未來走的路的時候同樣都有這個的原則。
I share this with you so that you know as you serve God in the future, this is the same principle.
你可以質疑我們，
You can doubt us.
你不可以質疑神，
But you cannot doubt God.
在神凡事都能。
For God everything is possible.
多謝大家。
Thank you.
God is so faithful that we continue to lift Him high and we manifest Him through our lives. 让我们一起继续的高举耶稣基督，因为祂是那位又真又活的神。 Everlasting grace.
Everlasting grace, His light has led the way. To guide us every day,
never change.
God's grace will never change. It'll always be the same. The blood of Jesus, the light of life, our Savior.
而是让我们用奉献来去敬拜我们的上帝，回应上帝在我们当中所赐的厚恩。In the following time, let us worship the Lord with our offerings, responding to His abundant grace, amazing grace in our midst. 以下呢，我们是准备好去奉献。如果你是未认识这个奉献的意义的，当这个奉献袋传到你的身边的时候，你可以传过去就可以了。In the following time, we are going to collect the offerings. If you don't understand the meaning of offering, you just let the offering bag pass you by, and that'll be all right. 我们同心祈祷。Let us pray. 亲爱天父上帝，我们再次多谢你将耶稣基督赐过给我们，藉着祂我们能够是罪得到赦免，得着这个的永远的生命。祂成为我们的救主，我们感谢你。但愿我们常常都记得你这个莫大的恩典，你这个奇异的恩典，以致我们常常都能够去回应你这个爱。现在我们众人来到去回应的时候，是让你从你而来的那个的礼物，你生活上面一切的供应，我们回应回给你。求天父上帝，你悦纳我们的奉献，我们全心的奉献，求你来到去祝福使用。 Oh God, we thank you once again for Christ Jesus our Lord. From him we have received the forgiveness of sin, and from him we have received the gift of eternal life. Oh God, may we all remember this amazing grace, this wondrous love, and help us to respond to you every day in the right way. And now as we make offerings, things and possessions that come from you, may we offer to you joyfully and willingly, so that you can bless this offering for the extension and expansion of your kingdom here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.忠臣建堂二十载 ，Praise God for 20 falls and springs。过去三日，我哋好荣幸有我哋前任嘅主任牧师简耀堂牧师嚟到去带领呢个嘅培灵粉兴会。In the past three days, we are very honored to have our former senior pastor, the Reverend Kenneth Can, to lead a series of spiritual renewal meetings。过去二十年。神亦都赐俾我哋好多忠心嘅侍奉佢嘅仆人。And also in the past 20 years, God has given to us faithful servants to serve Him. 今早咧，我哋特别嚟到去嘉许喺我哋当中侍奉咗十年嘅严国良牧师。And so this morning we want to specially recognize Pastor Enoch Yin, who has been serving in our midst for over 10 years.而牧师他在讲道教导同埋关怀都好有恩赐的。我们感谢神藉着袁牧师他勤奋的侍奉来到去造就我们建立教会。Pastor Enoch is gifted in preaching, teaching, and caring. And we thank God for his faithful service in our midst to edify us, to build up God's church.我们都感谢神赐他一个好好的太太，我们的师母 袁师母咧，佢喺呢个嘅辅导啊关怀上边咧，亦都咧系好有恩赐啊，帮助教会弟兄姊妹成长。我都 we want to thank God for giving Pastor Enoch a good wife who is gifted in counseling and also caring to take care of us here at the Burnaby Pacific Grace Church。咁所以現在咧，我就恭請呢個嘅 Steve Burke 牧師嚟到去頒發呢個嘅服務獎。And now I call on Pastor Steve Burke to come up to present this award。
Well, Enoch, I always delight in recognizing great and faithful service, and so I want to congratulate you on your continued service to Christ and to these people here, and I trust that this will continue to remind you of the call and of the love and affirmation of these people for your ministry. So congratulations.
Thank you. 今早呢我哋都特别嘉许我哋嘅行政嘅干事刘淑兰姊妹我哋呢现在呢请佢上嚟Also we want to recognize our administrative secretary Sister Louise Louise 喺过去14年、15年悉心咧嚟到去照顾教会嘅行政事宜，无论大小嘅事情，佢都安排妥妥当当。好似我哋今次呢个嘅感恩崇拜，佢都有好多嘅参与贡献。咁咧，我哋感谢神。At this moment, we also want to recognize our administrative secretary, Sister Louise, who has been serving the church for 15 years.In the past, she has taken care of the administration of the church, big and small business, very well in detail, and she has made a lot of contribution to this anniversary celebration as well, and so we thank God for her.
Well, Louise, as good as your pastoral team is, everyone knows that the person who really makes the things happen around here is you. And that's why everyone out there is clapping even before they're finished the introduction. And so 15 years of service, wow, thank you for your faithfulness, often unseen and unheralded. But I want to congratulate you on this accomplishment, and I trust that you'll be here another 15. Because they really need you. So here we go.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Steve. 唔单止同工咧，执事佢哋一直以嚟咁多年嚟都系咧系带领住支持住呢个嘅教会嘅。咁刚才呢个嘅简牧师佢亦都提及到我哋教会将会咧举行呢个嘅执事选举。咁我哋感谢神有三位嘅弟兄咧喺嚟紧呢个嘅10月会咧系去参选就系呢个嘅叶景强弟兄啦、杨浩然弟兄啦同埋苏耀廷弟兄。Just now, in addition to the staff, we want to thank the deacons in the past years who supported and led the church, and just now at the in the sermon Pastor Ken mentioned deacon election in our church, and we are very glad that three brothers will stand for election in October, and they are Brother Kevin Yip, Andrew Young, and William So.咁亦都提醒大家咧，我哋再邀请弟兄姊妹作出呢个提名，以两人签名做书面提名。咁下个主日26号咧就系截止日期。咁其他嗰啲嘅选举资格咧，请大家留意啦。And here I just want to invite you once again to nominate by inviting with two signatures people who would stand for election. The deadline for nomination will be next Sunday, the 26th, and the qualifications are listed very clearly in the bulletin. 因为我们多谢这个20周年堂庆委员会，他们过去一年很努力地来开会去工作，以致我们这个堂庆的事宜，不论这个 weekend 的聚会，今天的崇拜和其他的工作，都以来进行，一会儿还有的，所以我们在这个时间就希望去认识这班堂庆委员会的弟兄姊妹。In the past year, the 20th anniversary celebration committee worked very hard together, preparing everything so that we could have this weekend of meetings and this morning's Thanksgiving service, and later on they will continue to serve us too. So we want to recognize them at this moment. And so wherever you may be, you may be here in this sanctuary or in the chapel, would you please stand up, Timothy. Timothy may be next door. Alright, and Jocelyn, she's next door too. I'm sure she's taking care of the food now, alright? And George, are you here? George Khan? Connie Wong, please. Yeah, and Janice, yeah, we thank you very much. Yeah, please be seated. 咁呢，喺呢度呢，我哋都要多謝 my wife 我亦都好多谢我个太太林思慕，因为佢为咗呢个嘅20周年堂庆嗰个嘅特刊同埋嗰个嘅阅历咧，佢出咗好多好多嘅心机，好多嘅时间，以至到咧一阵间大家咧就可以得到喺手啦。咁佢幕后嗰个嘅工作同阿 Timothy 不间断成日好多电话讲到咧十一点十二点都系咁样样，咁啊以致到咧我哋今日可以享受呢个咁嘅见证。咁啊我哋喺呢个时间咧，我特别去多谢我个太太。So at this time I want to take this opportunity to thank my wife because she has made a tremendous contribution to the publication of the calendar and the anniversary publication so that we can enjoy later. She has put in numerous hours talking to Timothy even till after midnight to make sure that everything is printed well, is done well. And so, honey, thank you so much. <笑>那一会儿呢，我们吃完饭之后， 我们就可以派发给大家，所以呢，不要那么急着，我们吃，因为怕你整邋遢，OK? Yeah, 做了很多心机的。 We will hand them out to you after lunch because we don't want you to dirty them because you know a lot of effort, time has been put into this. Alright? We will thank Horseshoe Press for printing this beautiful year and this特刊. At this time we want to thank Horseshoe Press for helping us to print the calendar and the anniversary publication. 咁呢，今次我哋真係能够去庆祝上帝喺我哋当中嘅恩典，见证上帝喺我哋嘅信实，係完全因为弟兄姊妹同心合意喺过去一段时间大大小小嘅工作一齐去参与，真係为着你哋呢台前幕后嘅英雄呢嚟到去感谢上帝。We can celebrate this anniversary, God's goodness, God's faithfulness in our midst, because brothers and sisters have been working hard in the past year. Big matters, small matters, we have been working hard behind the scene in front of people, and we want to thank you for all your contributions. 在这里值得一提的就是建堂委员会他们的努力，为了要追赶到这个堂庆 来到去呢装修外墙，你哋都见到呢个嘅成果啦。咁呢，其实喺过去两日，喺呢个星期四、星期五，教会系冇电嘅。因为呢要装修呢个墙嘅缘故，免得个工人电死，所以呢就要停电。但系呢，因为由于一啲嘅技术上嘅问题，所以呢教会喺星期五3:30左右先至有返电。 我哋嗰晚仲諗住同阿簡牧師講 no meeting， 冇聚會啦，因為冇電。但係神 好恩待教会啊！我哋几个嘅弟兄姊妹啊，同埋建堂委员会嘅委员，大家一齐喺神面前同心嘅祈祷。以至到我哋呢个周末嘅聚会可以继续嚟到去举行，去见证神，去荣耀上帝。我哋真系感谢神。This point, I just want to make mention of the building committee. They worked very hard to decorate, to renovate the external wall of the church building. So when you come, the building looks very beautiful, right? And they worked very hard. And actually, there was an incident. Last Thursday and Friday, power was cut to the church because we don't want the worker who is installing the vinyl siding to get electrified or electrocuted. And we don't want him to die, right? And so, but unfortunately, the power wasn't restored on the day Friday when we were supposed to begin the meetings. And so we were talking to Pastor Ken, maybe we would cancel the meeting. But God was great. You know, after hearing our prayers together with the building committee, at 3:30 Friday afternoon, the power was restored so that we could have this wonderful weekend. And so we praise the Lord for that. And we thank the building committee. 我哋咧亦都多谢啊团契佢哋嘅参与。啊，你喺楼上楼下，你见到嗰啲壁报板、报告板系咪好靓？真係好靚啊！咁多謝大家嗰個嘅參與，亦都團契呢有喺嗰個食物上呢有份去參與啊！我哋呢係多謝大家啊 ！We want to thank the participation of the fellowship and groups too because of the participation, all the bulletin boards upstairs, downstairs were all decorated beautifully. And we want to thank you, and also thank you for your contribution of food. 咁咧，講及呢個嘅報告版嘅設計比賽咧，現在我哋有一個嘅結果啦。咁我哋咧就請鐘太啊 Becky 鐘姊妹上台嚟到去頒獎啊。So about the bulletin board decoration contest, we have the results, and so we ask Mrs. Becky Chung to present the awards. 首先嘅，我哋请咧呢个系讲又讲啊，系排名不分先后嘅 OK， so I just want to tell you there is no first place, second place. Everybody is the same. All right. 约瑟团 Joseph Fellowship。以马内利顿 Emmanuel Fellowship， Ark Fellowship， anybody here on this side？ Come on， this is my son。Joshua Team, Joshua Fellowship. Thank you. 恭喜大家啊 ,Congratulations. 詩篇116篇12-13節話，我拿什麼報答耶和華向我所賜的一切厚恩，我要舉起救恩的杯稱揚耶和華的名。 Psalm 116 verses 12 and 13 said, How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. 以下呢我们就看下我们本来比做恩堂过去二十年的一些历史。我们很多谢Joseph Wong 弟兄和Kevin Shum 弟兄来到去呢帮我们来到去编排印制这个的 DVD。We want to, in the fall time, we're going to watch the history of our church in the past 20 years. We want to thank Brother Joseph Wong and Brother Kevin Shum for editing this video. Please enjoy. 请大家好好的欣赏。
本来比颂恩堂自然1990年温哥华颂恩堂的接堂工作，1991年3月独立住宿，起初聚会地点是340号 Ellesmere， 即 Holden 加 Hastings， 是一个从入教会所租来的聚会地方，起初的人数不过是几十人，但随着方工作的努力和移民潮的涌入，教人数由91年初的70人增加到92年尾的230人，在94年初人数更加增加到300人。94年尾，神俾我哋买到现今嘅牧地港颂恩堂，于是有一半嘅弟兄姊妹系转到牧地港聚会，一同路见证侍奉。为咗提供俾新移民家庭原地嘅信仰支援，鉴于新一代对英语嘅需要，佢1997年开始咗英语团契同埋崇拜。喺 Ellesmere 聚会嘅期间，因为对于地方嘅需求，我哋曾经进过 Burnaby Fellowship、Capitol Hill Committee Hall 同埋 Marshall Art Space 等等嘅地方，神又感动咗弟兄姊妹开放咗自己嘅屋企物业免费俾教会使用。实上有一间嘅房屋系弟兄姊妹刻意购买入嚟俾教会使用嘅。我哋都将 United Church 一间残旧不堪嘅房屋翻新成为教育楼，作为主日学同埋办公室使用。由于联合教会的租约届满，其他租用的地方也都有未能继续租用的情形出现。为了教会长远的发展，我们早有建堂扣堂的预备。弟兄姊妹每年都要作出建堂的奉献，甚至联合教会的租约届满，其新租约的条件极不理想，有个关键性的时刻，就为我们预备了 Triumph 街的教会。在这些城里面，我们都可以看到神好像母鹰那样搅动巢窝，将这些鹰仔来到从悬崖掉下去，然后就伸开自己的翅膀将它们接住。它的目的是要叫初鹰来到学习飞翔。我们就好像这些初鹰被神来到熬练，学习用信心来到走神的路。初人街的教会本身比较上残旧，需要进行极致艰辛的翻新工程，因此神的手多处可以睇得见。当中参与的人每逢遇上到的时候，都会感动流泪。我们的承建商当时仲同信主，但因为其中不寻常的事而惊讶，最终后来在面前做见证，分享其中奇妙的经历。而家佢已经决志相信嘅主啦，我哋可以讲啲咩呢？神啊，你真系太犀利啦！
VBS 暑期圣经班 Awana Court 基督少年军有传契教养子女讲座和英文部的青少年聚会，藉着这些 program 使社区感受到教会给家庭多方面的支援，圣经教训的实用，从而将人引到一切福气的来源，我们的救主耶稣基督。
感謝主啊，讓我們可以來到去啊，重溫一下，享受一下我們教會過去二十年神在我們當中的作為啊。We want to thank the Lord for enabling us to review and to enjoy the 20 years of His work in our midst。 那以下呢，讓我們準備好唱三一眾來到去讚美我們的上帝。三一眾之後，我們請簡宇堂牧師來到去祝福。祝福之後呢，請大家仍然留步，我們有一兩個的報告。In the following time, let us praise the Lord with the doxology, singing of the doxology, and then we ask Reverend Ken to give us the benediction. And after that, please stay seated. We still have a couple of announcements. So let us all rise.
愿耶华赐福给我们，保我们，愿耶华的念光光照我们，赐恩给我们，愿耶华向我们仰念，将他平安赐下，从今直到永远，阿们。
请坐， please be seated。 咁咧，我哋嘅报告咧就系、是、除咗正话嗰个嘅执事选举之外咧，我哋仲提醒大家下个主日嘅晚上七点至九点有呢个福音园地。那個詳情呢印在個秩序表的第五頁。In addition to the DK election, we have one more announcement, and that is about the gospel sharing meeting next Sunday evening from 7 to 9. The details is printed on page 5 of the bulletin. 還有第七項就是這個家訪將會在9月28號那個禮拜二晚上來到去進行。希望大家都為這件事祈禱和來到去參加。And announcement number 7 is about home visitation. It will begin on September the 28th. Please read up on the details and hope you can join us. Alright? 好，我們麥土